is Tweetminster at the Netroots UK conference in London. With me right now is Polly Toynbee from The Guardian. Polly, can I just ask you, you mentioned that the cuts in your speech earlier, you mentioned the cuts would create a social debt for future generations. Could you tell me a bit more about that, please?
The government has talked a lot about why we need to get rid of the fiscal deficit, because otherwise we'll lumber our children and grandchildren with a huge debt. Not actually true, but nevertheless it sounds convincing. What they're doing instead is loading our children, ourselves, our children and grandchildren with a huge social debt, which is much harder to shift. If you have a generation of people who've never worked, kids who never got a job because things were so bad when they left school, and then when things pick up, it's the next generation that get the jobs, and they have children, workless households, depressed, living in the worst on the worst estates with the fewest opportunities. That is really expensive, quite apart from the pain it causes to those particular families. If you think of the social costs in remedial education, in mental health costs, in social care, in social workers, in all of in drug rehabilitation, they're very vulnerable to becoming drug addicts. If you think of the cost of all of those things, it's vastly more expensive than the deficit that they are cutting. I mean, £81 billion of cuts are cuts right into the social fabric. That is money that will have to be repaid over the years in restoring social services that have been built up very successfully by the Labour government and have now been demolished, expertise lost.
Polly Toynbee, thank you very much.